Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, March 4th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, as Apple gets closer to its deadline for completing the transition from Intel to Apple Silicon, 9 to 5 Mac has new details on what to expect from a new Mac Mini, as well as Apple's standalone display business. First off, 9 to 5 Mac has learned from sources that in addition to the rumored new Mac Mini and Mac Pro, Apple is developing a brand new Mac Studio computer. Sources tell 9 to 5 Mac that the new Mac Studio is primarily based on the Mac Mini, but with much more powerful hardware on the inside. One of the configurations of this machine features the M1 Max processor, which is currently used in the MacBook Pro, but one of the other configurations of this machine is an Apple Silicon chip that is even more powerful than the current M1 Max processor. Although the name Mac Studio might change, this represents a new category between the Mac Mini and the Mac Pro. It comes after Bloomberg's Mark Gurman also reported that Apple is working on a smaller Mac Pro with a 40-core CPU on the inside. Again, the naming could change, but 9 to 5 Mac now believes that the smaller Mac Pro is in fact the Mac Studio, and will replace the higher-end Intel-powered version of the Mac Mini that Apple continues to sell today. Continuing with the Studio branding, 9 to 5 Mac has also learned from sources that Apple is working on a new Apple Studio display that features an even higher resolution than the Pro Display XDR. Right now, it's unclear whether this Apple Studio display is a replacement for the Pro Display XDR or a new option in the lineup with distinct features, but people familiar with the matter told 9 to 5 Mac that the new display has a 7K resolution. By comparison, the Pro Display XDR has a 32-inch 6K panel with 218 pixels per inch. A higher resolution could mean that the new Apple Studio display will have a higher pixel density of 245 pixels per inch, or it could keep the same 218 pixel density as the Pro Display XDR, but with a larger 36-inch display. This comes after 9 to 5 Mac reported in July that Apple was working on a new external display with a built-in A13 chip on the inside. According to our sources, the Apple Studio display is the same model as that display, which means Apple has still been working on an external display with Apple Silicon on the inside. When exactly these Apple Studio products hit the market remains to be seen, but it's interesting to think about how the Studio brand could serve as the middle ground between the Mac Mini and the ultra-powerful and ultra-expensive Mac Pro. Moving on to round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9 to 5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
As we head into the weekend, all of today's best deals are now up for the taking and headlined as Woot is offering the Apple AirPods 3 for $145, normally fetching $179. Today's offer is $5 under our previous mention from back in January and marking the best price in months at within $5 of the all-time low. Apple's latest AirPods just launched back in October and most notably arrive with a redesigned casing that takes a page out of the Pro version's playbook. While you're ditching the silicone ear tips, AirPods 3 do arrive with much of the same spatial audio support as well as added water resistance for tagging along on runs or workouts. Plus, there's the nifty new MagSafe charging case that provides 30 hours of listening to complete the package. Another notable discount heading into the weekend has Amazon offering Apple's latest 11-inch M1 iPad Pro on sale, with the 512-gig Wi-Fi model leading the way at $999. Down from the usual $1,099 price tag, today's offer is matching our previous discount from the very beginning of the year at $100 off. This is the second best price to date and has only sold for less once back in the start of November. You can also save up to $150 on other configurations, which are also at the best prices of the year. Centered around the new M1 chip, Apple's latest iPad Pro delivers an 11-inch Liquid Retina display alongside Thunderbolt connectivity. That's on top of Wi-Fi 6, Face ID, and all-day battery life, alongside staples in the iPadOS lineup like Apple Pencil support. Ideal for everything from media consumption to digital artistry and other work, The compact iPad Pro delivers plenty of power in a compact package. And if you could use something a bit more portable, Amazon is now once again offering all-time lows on its new iPad Mini 6 models. Headlining is the 256GB version at $599, which is down from its usual $649 price tag to deliver a $50 discount. This is also still one of the very first markdowns we've seen and an all-time low. The 64GB model, on the other hand, is down to $459 from its usual $499 going rate. Carrying over many of the signature features as found on its other latest tablets, the new iPad Mini 6 arrives with an edge-to-edge 8.3-inch display alongside Touch ID and the power button. There's also Apple Pencil support thrown in for good measure, with the A15 Bionic chip powering the entire experience. I myself am a more recent convert and absolutely loving the compact form factor. You'll find all of today's other best deals over at 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. We'll be back on Monday with another week of Apple news and, of course, Apple event coverage on Tuesday. In the meantime, you can follow along with all of the latest rumors on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.